This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Woo!
One week until Black Friday.
Yes.
Which means 1 week until my wedding.
Aw, snap.
Still got time to escape.
That's all right. It's all good. Coming up on the show today, we have a supersized Florida corner for you because we care.
Yes.
Also, there's an Asian man looking for a girlfriend. So he put a, video out. We'll check that out. Plus, the police get raided by the police, and Sting has nothing to do with it. We'll get into all that, plus the great maple syrup robbery, all coming up on today's show. But before we move on, Jason, Kareem, what you got going on this weekend?
I am going to go see Doctor Strange.
Yes.
And then, since we're not podcasting next week, I'm going to get my tickets for Lupe Fiasco for Tuesday night.
Excellent. Oh, man. Excellent. Glad you can get out and see that. Jason is very envious, I can see.
One of my friends is opening for him, so I'm going to definitely go check that out.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. Sounds like a great weekend.
Jason, awesome. What do you got going on this weekend?
I have some time to spend with the most beautiful little girl and the smartest little girl in the world, my daughter and my wonderful wife. That's what I got going on this weekend.
That's awesome, man. That's great.
They're about the same size, aren't they?
Who's that?
Your wife and your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Man, she's not that big yet, but, you know. My wife is already slimmed way down, for sure.
First of let me point something out to you. It was only a few weeks ago, Jason, that you explained to us how you felt seeing your daughter come into the world, and the terms you used and the language and the lilt in your voice was so uplifting. What has happened?
Waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning. you know, no, it is amazing. Like, you know, it is truly amazing. And I'm playing it up a lot for the podcast.
Sure.
Because I like that character. Right now, I'll live in that character for this hour and a half.
It's all good. It's all good. If anybody's wondering what I have going on this weekend, wedding stuff, because the wedding is a week away. The big thing is tomorrow morning we are bottling the wedding beer, which will be a favor at the wedding. So if you're thinking of drinking the wedding beer, it will be warm. It will be on the table, and it will have your it will have your name tag with your meal stamp on it.
Awesome.
So that's how it's going to roll.
So what you're saying is we shouldn't drink it until the next day?
You can chill it and drink it however you like. There should be a few bottles there of that for you to consume, should you like to try it. There will also be a keg of Sacktown Union Kolsch there.
Oh.
So I'm getting that. And if you prefer something more mainstream, there will be Bud Light and Coors Light.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a variety of wines and liqueurs for your amusement, including a signature drink. So lots of stuff happening with the wedding, but coming down to the end, still lots of planning and not really planning so much as getting stuff done. Really, it's like, okay, we got to do this. We got to do this. It's like, and one of the things I have to do is make things for the tables that explain what the bar menu is. It's like, here's the signature drink and here are the beers that we have. And here's the wine that we have. Another one is a sign that explains what our hashtag is for the wedding. So if you're taking photos and putting them on social media,
mm-hmm.
So people will.
I think I might have to take an Uber to your wedding.
That's fair. That is. I would advise that actually. taking an Uber to the wedding, not going to be bad. And here's the other thing about that. Because it's in a residential area, we're getting shut down by 11. You can just go out and after party wherever you like.
Boom.
I don't know that I'll be after partying anywhere but my room, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
You'll probably gravitate to a room of somebody from out of town that you'll spend, you know, a couple hours with. Maybe just like a select few people. That's the way that it happens sometimes.
Sometimes I think I'm going to be gravitating toward the room I'm sharing with my bride. And
I hope so.
We're gonna watch
well, eventually.
We're gonna watch a little late news and some Saturday Night Live. That's what's gonna.
Oh
happen.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, that's exactly yeah. what's gonna. That's exactly what's gonna happen. So with all that coming up, and as Kareem mentioned, no new shows. So the last new show will be on Monday, and then we're taking 3 weeks off. So there will be classic episodes, but not new shows until the middle of December. So we'll get you all squared away with that. All right, let's get down to it. This is news. A reputed ringleader in the $18.7 million maple syrup heist has been found guilty. Richard Valeyres and two others were found guilty in connection with Quebec's Great Maple Syrup Robbery. He is a man described as one of the ringleaders in the 2012 theft of $18.7 million worth of maple syrup. He's been found guilty by a jury. It made headlines around the world 4 years ago. I know we talked about it on the show because the show's been around 5 years. The elaborate caper saw 3,000 tons of syrup go missing from a warehouse that belonged to the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers. That's a regulatory body that controls and manages the syrup trade. The heist was only discovered when a routine inventory check in July of 2012 turned up an empty barrel that was supposed to be full of syrup. Officials with the Federation quickly realized that dozens of barrels contained not syrup, but water. The resulting investigation by the Quebec Provincial Police led to arrests of 26 people. Last Saturday, he was found guilty of theft, fraud, and trafficking stolen goods. During his trial in Quebec Superior Court, he said that he had filled the barrels with water, but he insisted he hadn't wanted to. He testified he was forced to buy syrup stolen from the Federation and replace it with water by a man who carried a gun. He said the man told him, and I quote, "I know where you live." And he said the man led him to believe he had links to the mafia. But witnesses called by the Crown pointed him as one of the ringleaders of the heist. So he did not get away with it. His sweet, sweet crime. He's now stuck in jail.
$30 million worth of... It had to be 26 people to get all that darn syrup out of there.
That's a lot of syrup. It is a lot. Now, syrup's not cheap. Real maple syrup is expensive. But yeah, it was a huge heist. Huge heist.
Not one man could have all that syrup, you know.
Right. The one guy had a gun on me and I did it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. Okay, sure. I believe you. Wink. Meanwhile, in Indiana, the FBI and Indiana State Police have raided the Lake County Sheriff's Department. Whoops. Investigators entered the sheriff's offices at the Lake County Government Center in Crown Point at about 9:30 a.m. on a Thursday. U.S. Attorney spokesman Ryan Holmes says federal authorities were serving search warrants on the sheriff, but declined to comment on the nature of the investigation. Someone who was in the office told the Northwest Indiana Times that they're looking for a copy of an accident report when investigators entered and ordered everybody, including the sheriff's employees, to leave the building. He said investigators began taking pictures of everything. Phone messages and an email seeking comment on the raid were sent to a spokesman for the sheriff. He has not responded. It's always weird when the cops get raided by the other cops and the federal cops.
Yeah, I wonder if that's where all those illegal guns from Chicago were coming from.
That's entirely possible. That's a good theory. I like it. I'm going to go with that. That's what it is. Since we don't, we'll find out eventually, and we'll follow up for you. In a more serious moment, though, there's an Asian gentleman, young gentleman. He's been working out, and he's decided to make a shirtless video because he's looking for a girlfriend. Looking for a girlfriend. He does not speak the best English. There is a bit of an accent. So know that he is looking for a girlfriend.
Hey guys, last time I was looking for a girlfriend, but I didn't have any luck. So this time, I am looking for a guy friend. Yes, I am looking for a guy friend to sleep on my chest and to touch my six pack. Yeah, that's right. So if you know a guy who's single, who is looking for a guy friend, tag him right now. Because I am looking for a guy friend to go to the movies with me, hold hands with me, and have sex with me. Yeah, that's right. If he can't resist me, tag him right now. Because I am looking for a guy friend to sleep on my chest and touch my six pack. Because I am not afraid to use it.
Oh my God. Did you see the other video that's up there when you look at this one?
The African American guy who's mocking it?
Maxim Betty.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Oh God.
I saw that as well. It doesn't necessarily
hey
translate.
Guys, last time I was looking for
get out of here. Look for your guy friend somewhere else. Need that going on. So good luck to you in getting a guy friend. To lay on your six pack abs. He sounds like a weird combination of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Crocodile Dundee. I don't really know what's going on with him.
Get ready so for would... some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Kareem, you were saying?
Oh, I was just looking at that guy.
He's got a six pack.
like Michael Blackston.
He's got a six-pack, but it's one of those little six-packs with the 8-ounce cans. It's a mini six-pack. All right, first up in Cooler Tool, maple syrup. Maple syrup, Jason.
Oh, it's cool.
Kareem.
Maple syrup is delicious. It's cool.
Yeah, if you don't have maple syrup, you're not even trying. So get out of here with your Mrs. Butterworths and all your nonsense. Maple syrup.
Maple.
Up next in Cooler Tool, raids. Raids, Kareem.
In that case, they are cool.
Jason.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Corrupt cops. Cool.
I'm going to go Tool on this one because I want to know what's going on. It's the secret. Where's? Why don't we know what they're looking for? Look, if they were breaking down Darnell's door, we'd know what they're looking for. They'd have to say. Why does the sheriff get special treatment and we don't know what they're looking for?
Because the implications...
Stop making excuses, Jason. And finally in Cooler Tool, looking for a girlfriend. Looking for a girlfriend. Jason.
Oh, man, that's just dude being dude, so he's cool.
Is that how you landed your wife?
You just gotta be yourself, bro.
Dude, I challenge you to do that video. And then date it. And then date it like Jason circa 2000, whatever, before you met Christine.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Make that into your story. I want that to be your anniversary story.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to do it now.
No, you won't. Kareem, looking for a girlfriend.
It was funny, but it was too.
Yeah. See, here's the problem. He's trying way too hard. Way too hard. And who talks like that? Does he not know any... Someone's got to set that boy straight. You're like... That is not how women talk. No one wants to sleep on your six-pack abs. And I say that, and of course, there will be somebody.
There will be, yes. And the thing is, he only has abs because he doesn't have anything else.
No, he has absolutely no body fat. None whatsoever. So that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. I want to remind everybody the best way to support the show is to hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. It does not cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. So this holiday season, do your shopping that way. Save money and help out the show, too. It's the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, and thank you in advance for doing so. All right. Up in Anchorage, Alaska, there's a comic book store, and they've shared a video of a burglar dressed as a ninja breaking in to steal one item, a katana sword. Bosco's Comics, Cards, and Games in Anchorage posted a video to YouTube showing the costumed burglar walking around the store and making off with a white katana sword. The employee said the store is still going through its inventory, but so far, that's the only item confirmed missing. Said the man damaged the store at the point of entry, but he didn't specify how the man broke into the store, saying it was one of our first priorities yesterday morning, and within a few hours, we had it fixed. The point of entry was the only damage that we found. The Anchorage Police Department is investigating the incident. And this dude, if you've watched the video, he's going full ninja. Alaska ninja.
So now the crazy thing is, you know that he's worn that costume to some place where these people have been at, right?
Oh, yeah, most likely.
Or will wear it again somewhere that these people are. And they're going to know that he stole the sword.
It's him. It's him. That's a good point. Watch out for the nerd with the sword. He's. You know, I'm guessing his next costume is going to be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle because he needed the sword.
That or a Power Ranger.
I must complete the outfit, and I need a katana sword to do it. Meanwhile, in Italy, the McDonald's hamburger is experiencing yet another remake. This time into something a little bit sweeter. They've launched the new product on Facebook, which combines the fast food company's world-famous buns and a big old glob of Nutella.
Oh, man.
The post reads, "A soft sweetness has arrived." That you will not be able to resist. Jason, I've changed my mind. That needs to be your post. How I landed my wife, and then a video of you shirtless saying, "A soft sweetness has arrived that you will not be able to resist."
Oh my gosh, man.
The post continues, "Try sweetie with Nutella now, soft bread with a creamy indulgent center. It has not been released here in North America." I bet it will not. The post has received more than 53,000 shares, 53,000 likes, and 47,000 comments. Oh, boy. You crazy Italians.
Wow.
Kareem, would you be down for that?
No.
Jason?
Man, no.
It's a lot of Nutella. I like Nutella, but a little of it goes a long way.
That's just like, come on, man.
I want my burger to kill me like it's supposed to.
That's a desight. meanwhile, TV News Insider put out a list of misleading, clickbaity, and/or satirical news sources. That's been the thing lately, is people are starting to realize that, and I don't know why this has taken this long, most of the stuff that you're posting on Facebook is from a fake news site, or it's clickbait. So they put this out, and they busted it out into categories. Category one is fake or regularly misleading websites that are shared on Facebook and social media. Some of the websites rely on outrage by using distorted headlines and dubious information in order to generate likes, shares, and profits. They have a number one next to them. Category two may circulate misleading and or potentially unreliable information. Category three are clickbait headlines and social media descriptions. And category four, those are satire and comedy sites like The Onion that people think are real. Some of the ones that you might recognize your friends sharing on Facebook a lot are, let me find them here. Addicting Info is categorized as number three, which is clickbaity headlines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one I see a lot. And the whole list, we'll put it on the
Occupy
show.
Democrats.
Occupy Democrats is on there. That's one.
InfoWars.
Is InfoWars on there? I'm looking through. I'm trying to find it. Occupy Democrats is on there. WorldTruth.tv is on there. VeteransToday.com, NewsBiscuit.com, U.S. Uncut's another one that that gets shared a lot. Here's one, MSNBC.com.co, which is not
all of those .co ones are horrible.
Yeah, because they're not. ConservativeOutfitters.com is one of them. To go on the other side of the aisle. JonesReport.com, RedFlagNews.com, RealNewsRightNow.com is not real news. I'm sorry. Oh, also being liberal. So if you're a big fan of being liberal, you're participating in this. So just know where your stuff is coming from before you share it out to people as though it's the gospel truth. I mean, I understand you might have mistrust of what's coming out of Fox News or know that MSNBC actually has a take on stuff, but let's be a little bit more realistic before you pollute everybody's feed with this stuff. And maybe go outside before sharing. Just go outside and visit with friends. Do something like that.
Something.
It's exhausting. It's just exhausting. I'm starting to regret hiding all of my Trump-supporting friends, because at least it would break up my feed from all of the Occupy Democrats addicting info and being liberal stuff that's coming out. Because it's every day.
And it's so ridiculous on both sides. Like it's I don't know, man. I don't know.
It is. It's ridiculous. And if things are going to be ridiculous, I need them to come. I need them to come from our state down south that's shaped like a wang. That's
from
right.
Goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
A Florida man suspected of possessing child pornography asserted that he is not a pedophile. Instead, telling police that he was a, and I quote, law-abiding pervert. As investigators were executing a search warrant last month at his residence, Anthony Quiro, who's 76, admitted that he looked at crazy pornography, a practice that he anticipated could lead to contact by law enforcement. Well, then maybe you stop that. Cops searched his home in Port Orange, which is just south of Daytona Beach, after initially receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A search of his email account turned up numerous images and videos of depictions of sexual performance by a child.
Oh, man.
He wanted to make it clear, and I quote him, "I am not a pedophile, I'm just a pervert." He also described himself as a law-abiding pervert. Now, despite all that, he reportedly also told police he was guilty of possessing illicit images of children, which does not make you law-abiding. After a subsequent examination of his computer, investigators found more than 4,000 photos and videos, prompting his arrest on 52 felony counts of possessing child pornography. So, off to jail with you.
He need his behind whoops.
I'm pretty sure that'll happen in jail. Meanwhile, there's another man in Florida who's not quite so bad. He's claiming a record for what? The largest collection of fossilized feces. He's earned the Guinness World Record. Oh, good for him. George Franzen's 36. He's collected 1,277 pieces of fossilized poop. Jason, get on that. His collection features samples from 15 states and 8 other countries throughout the world. The largest piece in his collection weighs 4 pounds and 3.5 ounces. Sounds like your daughter did that the other day. The Miocene epoch sample is between 23.8 and 5.3 million years old and was produced by a huge crocodilian species in South Carolina. His collection was documented at the South Florida Museum in Bradenton, and each piece was inspected to make sure it was authentic before he was given the record. He said the samples are all similar, hard and rock-like in texture, and do not smell, but added anyone looking to rival his massive collection should be passionate. Are you passionate?
Not about that.
That's a lot of passion. I mean, even Rod Stewart doesn't have that much passion.
He does not.
But I do know that even the president needs passion.
He does. Everyone needs passion.
Passion. And I promised the Supersized Florida Corner, I deliver this from News 6 near Orlando.
Tonight we are getting new information about the arrest of a suspected violent armed dollar store robber.
Deputies are telling us more about actually found him, sweating, naked, and covered in vomit.
And they continue to search for at least one other dangerous robber in this case. Monday night, the gunman targeted another Dollar General on North Highway 441 in McIntosh. This makes seven now in Marion County, all within 30 minutes of each other. News 6 reporter Eric Von Anken shows us how they caught one of the suspected robbers.
The break in the case came when deputies raced to the most recent Dollar General robbery. They brought canines and tracked the scent of the crooks first to a duffel bag on the side of the road and then not far from there to a car. This car, deputies say, with this man sitting in the driver's seat. Traquail Lamont Fort is his name, they say.
So you find him sitting in the car and he had gotten sick?
Yes, he had vomited on himself and he was sweating profusely. And the camouflage mask that one of the robbers wore was, it matched the exact description, was tossed outside the window of the vehicle.
Deputies were extremely cautious, they tell us. This was now the seventh recent Dollar General where masked men stormed in, pointed guns at clerks, even tied them up, and went after customers. This surveillance video is from last month. When a young girl stumbles to the ground, you can see as the gunman chases her down. Clearly terrified, she falls to the floor into her mother's arms.
Kind of an unusual way to encounter a potentially violent suspect like this.
Absolutely, and it heightened all the reactions of the officers that were there on scene, trying to get him out of the vehicle safely, determine if he was at all armed.
Deputies tell us the car windows were fogged up so they couldn't see in, adding to their anxiety, and Fort was naked, adding to the confusion, they tell us. They cautiously arrested him and discovered the nearby duffel bag was filled with the stolen cash from the store.
Deputies tell me that suspect they have in custody is not cooperating. They're looking for at least one other person, probably more, and they're trying to figure out if all of these robberies are now connected. They tell us they will not stop until they get to the bottom of this case and get crime results. In Marion County, Eric Von Anken, News 6.
And
sounds like he has some of that synthetic weed.
It's entirely possible. I mean, you'd have to have something to want to rob a bunch of Dollar Generals.
Although
they probably have more cash than a lot of stores because you ain't breaking out the credit card at the Dollar General.
True that.
You probably don't have a credit card if you're shopping at the Dollar General.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's... That's going to do it for this episode.
What?
Yes.
I know. It's slightly under 30 minutes at this point, but, you know, we promised passion because we have passion.
I have so much passion.
He screams of passion.
I just can't believe that guy is, like, collects I'm still trying to wrap my head around somebody collecting shit. Like,
I'm trying to wrap my head around you swearing during the clean show. Twice. At the end.
I'm sorry. I have passion.
You do.
You got a passion for poop.
Oh. What are you going to do?
Let's go. That's going to be Jason's stage name when he becomes a male stripper. Passion for poop.
Passion for poop. Oh, man. You know it.
Well, it could also be a good rapper name.
Passion for poop.
White rapper name. Not real rap. White rapper. All right. So we'll be back on Monday with the uncensored episode for y'all. Our last fresh episode for a couple weeks. Everybody have a great weekend. Try not to do anything stupid. I know that can be tough for you sometimes. For all of us, indeed. And we'll see you on Monday. We'll yell about some things, and we'll all have a good old time. Until then, enjoy Rod Stewart and all the different types and reasons for passion. Hear it in the churches. See it in the schoolyard. What's in love? You're never out of danger. One hot night. by the pussy.
Very bad times.
You need passion.
Hey!
We need passion. Can't live without passion.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Passion. Can't live without passion.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Even the president needs passion.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.